Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And it is Thursday, 2:07 PM. And I'm going to move into my comments now and my opening monologue. And okay, so I'm about to make you mad. At least those of you that consider yourselves as fiscal conservatives, all right? So if you care where your tax dollars go and what they go for, then stand by. But first, let me set the stage with a memory of mine that maybe some of y'all can relate to. All right. When I was a kid, roughly middle school age, my dad was an Army officer. We were stationed in London, England. So one summer, it was worked out that I could come back to the States and visit family and stay for the summer. Sounds good, right? So as a 12 or 13-year-old kid, I boarded the plane by myself with my skateboard and an old briefcase covered in stickers of I don't know what, and I flew from London's Heathrow International to LaGuardia and from there to Birmingham. Now, I have enough adventure as a well-traveled adult moving around crowded airports, but I can look back now and I can't believe that I was set loose as a middle schooler to find my way across international waters with changeovers in major airports. Anyway, all I knew to do was get off in LaGuardia and find an information booth and just, you know, ask how to get to my next gate. Anyway, there I was, probably looking lost as a coot, walking the terminals, staring up at signs, when all of a sudden someone grabbed my arm. And I looked over, and there was this booth full of, well, basically a bunch of hippies wearing robes. Now back then, I know this is hard to believe for some of y'all that didn't see it, but back then it was common for the airports to allow special interest groups to set up their shop in a small booth and try to solicit travelers. I kid you not. So it was a four-sided, waist-high square, about 10 by 10, and there are about a half dozen Moonies. And for those who don't remember, that's a cult that was led by the Reverend Sung Young Moon, and they were all the rage back in the late 60s and 70s. So one of them had reached out and grabbed my arm. This unsuspecting teenager, me, traveling alone by the arm, right? I didn't know what she wanted, but man, she was into it, telling me all the amazing things their cult did, how she could sell me some of their beautifully decorated books. This went on for a good 10 minutes with me knowing that I had to get to a gate somewhere on the backside of Egypt in this giant airport, but here's the end result. As a kid, this grown woman who should have known better finally let go of my arm when I handed her a $20 bill. That's right. Me thinking at the time that I was glad to be free and that maybe I had done a good thing because they're sort of like a charity or something, and also knowing that I didn't have time to understand it and no one was there to explain it. Well, to say that my parents were upset later, not at me though, is an understatement. Well, let me tell you, what I just described is what the Biden administration is trying to do to us every day. I'm not kidding. It's as if we're all the unwitting traveler and the liberals in D.C. are a bunch of money-grabbing moonies with an agenda. If you'll do what we say, we'll let go of your arm. We give them our money. They make promises. But in the end, what they've really done is just injected themselves into our lives. Okay. So I know I sound a bit more strident than usual, all right? But it's only because of three stories that I'm about to tell you that I just read today that give me specific cause to say these things. You see, I'm not a government hater. I'm not. I don't cotton to the notion that just because someone is an elected official or works for the government that they're automatically suspect. But when I see specific evidence of arm grabbing, then yes, I can get pretty wound up. So here's the thing. The Biden administration has doubled down of late on their efforts to remake society. It's as if they have a sense of desperation and they know they have to get it all done before the midterms. In the course of doing so, they're looking around for any place in which the unwitting taxpayer may feel trapped and have no choice but to yield to their agenda. Kind of like a kid traveling by himself and dealing with money-grubbing moonies. Well, case in point number one. Here we go. Prepare to get mad. Did you know that the federal funds for free and reduced lunches to underprivileged children in public schools is now being held hostage to a woke agenda? You heard me. The Biden Department of Agriculture, knowing full well that the states have become dependent upon funding to help feed children who might not otherwise get a full meal at home, those children are now facing the loss of the funds for those meals unless states will adopt the Biden administration's rules and policies related to sexual orientation and gender identity. Good gosh. In new policy guidance, the USDA, which is the agency more responsible for food security than any other, it's not just schools, though. This new policy of mandating that transgender use of bathrooms and other such nonsense will extend to any entity that distributes food aid like baby formula, school lunches, community food banks, all of it. Fox News calls it food security blackmail. Think about what I just said. Those are your tax dollars, but they're going to get their agenda driven in, and now people who feel like they have to have those funds are wondering what to do. Case in point number two. Just this week, the Heritage Foundation identified a new regulation buried deep in the 1,036-page renewed Medicare regulations that are promulgated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, commonly called CMS. So CMS is going right after systemic racism. And apparently what is being referred to as the new anti-racism rule is a requirement, like I said, buried deep in the regulations, that any medical provider who treats Medicare patients, which is many of them, it's a new requirement that all such providers must now, quote, create and implement an anti-racism plan. A plan that must include target goals and milestones to prevent and address racism and provide ongoing anti-racism training in order to best identify the implicit biases that the Biden administration is sure must exist in the healthcare arena. So what we have now is the government inserting itself into the actual business practices of medical providers and demanding that they acquiesce to their systemic bias and privileges, holding them by the arm until they give in, if you will. Case point number three. Also, like the others, just in the last week, do you remember the massive infrastructure spending bill from last year? $1.2 trillion. Taxpayer dollars. Well, now it's become apparent that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is overseeing the strong-arming of states and local governments to spend those infrastructure dollars on progressive pet projects, things like climate-resilient projects such as public transit and bike paths, mandating that old roads must be repaired before new ones are built, regardless of what the locals know that they need. Buttigieg's leadership has even resulted most recently in threats to state government of the loss of transportation dollars unless they prioritize matters related to pedestrians and bicyclists. All of this despite the fact that the express language of the spending bill prevents such monetary coercion. Yeah. So what we're seeing right now is the most advanced case of the weaponization of money in perhaps, well, ever. Most folks never see it. And those that do are too often fearful that if they don't comply, then they'll be at a loss. The federal government is known for adding stringers to money, but rarely have we seen it at such a blatant, progressive, agenda-driven level. Elected officials and bureaucrats who would stoop to this level of revenue-based coercion are no better than Moonies in an airport grubbing money off unsuspecting traveling kids. It's the weaponization of money, and it's just plain wrong. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm telling you, you can tell this is a, I hate to use their word, systemic issue. Because all three of those things happened within the last week or two. All of them are brand new regulatory issues that push woke agendas tied to federal dollars that people now realize they have to have. Either that, or we're going to have some state leadership, like real leadership, that will step up and go, well, by God, no. We're not going to put your transgender policies in place. You're going to feed the kids like you promised you would. And I hope Attorney General Steve Marshall's watching. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.